holy name in a deeper way. See, there is a little bit a secret in chanting the holy name, and only those who know the secret can really take full benefit. I would like to give you the example of a matchbox. Only someone who knows that this is a matchbox, and I'm supposed to take one match out and then strike it against the sandpaper like thing, can get fire. Someone who has a matchbox and doesn't know what to do with these pieces of wood will never be able to get fire from the matchbox. So the holy name is also like this. It is an open secret. You have it, but only those who know how to chant it and apply it can get the full benefit. In Kirtan, the holy name is much easier to be appreciated than in Japa. Would you agree, Nima? No? In Kirtan, it's much easier. And today, I want to speak here in the temple, not about Japa, but I will speak about the Kirtan of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Is this a good idea, Jayata? Good, we will try. I will have to leave the temple room at 6:15 to catch my flight. And only if you know how to catch airplanes and stop them from going, can I come later. But I think this knowledge is not known to many of you. Good.
See that we don't play too loud. No?
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Yasoda nandana, raja dana dandana. Yasoda nandana, raja dana dandana. Yasoda nandana, raja dana dandana. Yamuna Tira Vanachani. Yamuna Tira Vanachani. Radha Madhava Dunya Vihani Deha Radha Madhava Dunya Vihani Kunya Vihani. Te Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Oh, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama
Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Oh, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama,
Hare Hare. Oh, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Prabhupada.
Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada.
Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada,
Jaya Gauranitai, Jaya Gauranitai, Gauranitai, Jaya Gauranitai,
Jaya Gauranitai,
Jaya Gauranitai, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. And the song remains the same. No? And in some ways, I think whenever we start to chant, we feel an invitation to enter new into the kirtan and perhaps recognize something in the holy name we have not recognized up till now. I feel chanting very much to be like spiritual. Oops, thank you. Perhaps we are just adjusting here something. Yes. Better we let Jayatam do. Oh, Jayatam is never tired. Akra Kadabra. It should work now. For me, chanting is always like spiritual archaeology. An archaeologist may have dug many times at the same site, but he is convinced that there are still treasures he has not yet touched. So in chanting the holy name, I feel very much called each time when I start with the mantra to discover a new thing. I would like to give you an example because we have two Sarasvatis here. This is a big present of Sarasvati. So, and one Sarasvati studies psychology. So when I was in Zurich, I decided, I had a little time before my flight would take off from the Zurich airport, and I decided to visit the house of the well-known psychologist and psychotherapist Sigi Jung. Have you heard about Sigi Jung? You have heard. Sigi Jung is to be praised in science for discovering the silent, or let us say the loud co-driver of our personality. Yes, just like in a car, then is the main driver, and the co-driver next on the seat. Is he called co-driver? Yeah, passenger. No, not co-driver. Co-pilot. You're sure, Ananda? Yes, the co-pilot. No? And Sigi Jung found out that we all have a co-pilot in our life who is very active. It's our subconsciousness. So many things which we think and do and say and don't do and don't say ultimately coming out of the impressions in the subconscious mind. So I decided to honor this discovery, and I sat before his house alone and chanted, and I prayed that I'm here before the house of the famous, world famous psychologist, I would love to have an insight related to Sigi Jung. So I was chanting. And all of a sudden, my dear devotees, a beautiful image of Krishna in the forest of Vrindavan next to Yamunaji came up into my mind. And Hare Krishna, Dharan Chaitanya, he came up into my mind, this image came up into my mind, and I noticed in my subconscious mind there I had accepted Krishna as my Supreme Lord, and he was sitting there, he was there, and perhaps because of my request, which was stated in my prayer, or because of the influence of that house, that image got released from the subconscious mind and came to the conscious mind. And I chanted perhaps the best I've ever done in the West, in India, in Vrindavan especially. It is normal that you begin to see very nice manifestations of the holy name, but in the West it is sometimes not so frequent. But there I saw stored from the bottom of my subconsciousness this beautiful image of Krishna arising into my conscious awareness. And since that time I have great regard for Sigi Jung and his achievement, because I have seen that over all these years, yes, Krishna is not just a theoretical personality for me, some concept, something I've heard in the scriptures, but his beautiful form is embedded, engraved in the in my subconscious mind, and with a little spiritual archaeology, like praying or chanting in a conscious way, he comes into my conscious mind. It was very nice experience. So, yes, I would like to now go to my subject matter, the Kirtan of Lord Chaitanya. You are all familiar with the movement for Krishna consciousness and the chanting, but perhaps you will profit by hearing something which is very historical. When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu inspired his devotees to go onto the streets of the town of Nadia and sing and dance to the holy name, a very important historical shift took place. Up till that time, spirituality and the religious life of India was in the hands of the Brahmin priests. They would go on the altars, they would do ceremonies, they would do rituals, they would chant mantras, and no one else was allowed to do it. In fact, the Brahmanas were intermediate, mediators between the human being and God. Just like in the West, the priests were the only ones who were allowed to read the Bible, because they knew Latin, the language of the Bible. Also, the Brahmin caste controlled India by their knowledge of Sanskrit, and therefore their ability to read the scriptures, to interpret them, and to just tell people how to apply them in their life. In other words, the common person had no direct, Agakadabra didn't work today. They had no direct contact with God. Can you follow me? Or are you brain dead? Nimai, your eyes look into the far away distant. The normal human person like you and me needed to find a brahmana to explain to him or read to him the scriptures and translate the scriptures to him. He needed to go to a brahmana to do any ceremony at any religious act. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stopped this and he said that every single one of us, wow, thank you, this was a touch of the expert hand. He stopped this and said, every single person has the ability and the possibility to turn to God. And he encouraged his devotees to worship the Lord, not in the temple, not in the church, not in a particular sacred place and so on. He said, everyone, let's go on the street where the marketplace is, where the business goes on, and let us worship the Lord by doing what? Hari Naam, singing and dancing. Dancing is important. When you dance in Krishna consciousness, you should not remain in your own head, a prisoner of your thoughts, blocked by your private neuroses. I'm sorry, I cannot stop talking in North German language to you. You should dance beyond yourself. You should dance beyond the mind. You should leave the old self, the problematic self, on next to you and enter a world where you can celebrate the joy of God. This is what he taught. And he gave the priesthood, if you so want, into every single hand. Everyone could go out without needing anyone in between and directly address Krishna. This was revolutionary. The brahmanas were highly disturbed because their privilege, or their monopoly is the English word, on religion was broken. Yes. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement broke the rules and the chains of conventional religion by giving the possibility to make a direct contact with Krishna into the hand of everyone. Ethnologically and anthropologically and society-wise and political-wise, this was nothing short than a revolution. At the same time as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was taking to the streets and bringing spirituality to the common folks, there were others, Eknath, Tukaram, in the West. Jesus came up and had a fight, of course, with the Pharisee priests. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is a historical phenomena. He's not only a person, because all over the world his influence was felt. He opened a field, so to say, of, here comes a revolutionary term, free spirituality. Can you follow what I'm saying? I'm. Some of you are so tired in the... Nimai, you are following. Good. Then if Nimai follows, then all of us follow. Because he's young. So, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Gaya. He took initiation in Gaia and he came back to his school. By that time, he had his own school. It's called Atola, a Sanskrit school with students. There were so many students because of his attractive personality, the way he explained things, his charm, his looks. This formatity is very interesting. He had curly hair. Each part of his body was so well built that it said the god of love fainted when they saw him. Ooh. His chest. That was a chest. Other chests were not chests in comparison. His little, what is it called, waist. It was as thin as the waist of a lion, indicating his strengths. He came back to his school and his students were very, very happy. Then, as it is traditionally the case, they opened their books to study. And when you open a book in ancient India to study something, you should chant the names of God. Hari, Hari! So all the students went, you know, I don't know how many, 150, opened their books. Hari, Hari! The moment Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard the holy names of God recited by so many people, something happened in his mood. He became totally ecstatic. And as a result of the ecstasy, he jumped up and he started to dance. When a person cries, has the physical symptoms of crying, you know that there's something going on in his heart. Perhaps he remembers his father who died a month ago. No? And now, as a result of that remembrance that stirs in his heart, he will cry. In the same way, when someone laughs, there's usually a comical reaction in the heart first. No? So when someone sings kirtan or sings Hari Hari, there should normally be something first in the heart happening. But in the case of the students, they just did it out of convention. However, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard the holy names, it affected his heart so much that he cried and danced and said, "Oh Krishna, Krishna, where are you?" This marked the absolute revolutionary turn in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's personality. He never, ever returned to academia, to teaching the scriptures. It was done. It was a phase that was over. His students were there and they felt that our teacher, you have always taught this knowledge from the scriptures in such an intellectual way. Now you sit in a corner and cry and lament for Krishna like a forlorn, separated lover cries out for the beloved of his heart. What is happening? And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "I have recognized that there's only one subject of interest, that is Krishna. I have recognized that there's only one song worth singing, the holy names of Krishna. I have recognized that everything else is a brutal waste of time." Oh, wealth at his students, and then what should we do? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, you have to find another teacher, another professor. No, no, this is inconceivable, said his students. So if you don't want to teach us logic, grammar, and so on, then teach us what you know. Oh, said Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, very good. Now all build a circle, and then I will teach you something. And he started to sing. Haraye Nama Krishna Yadavaya Namahare Haraye Nama Krishna Yadavaya Gopal Govinda Ram Shri Madhusudan Gopal Govinda Ram Shri Madhusudan Hari Haraya Namah Krishna Yadavaya Namah Hari Haraya Namah Krishna Yadavaya Namah Hari Haraya Namah Krishna Yadavaya Namah Hari Gopal Govinda Ram Shri Madhusudana Gopal Govinda Ram Shri Madhusudana First only his school was there. Then it expanded. More schools came. There was a loud sound. Madangas joined, Carlton's joined, and soon the whole town of Navadvip was immersed in the first public kirtan. The brahmanas were shaking with anger. What are they doing? These are street people. They do some religious ceremony and we are not asked? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had a plan, however. He asked all those who were close to him to come to a particular place. It's called Shiva Sangam, the house of his great devotee Srivas Thakur. He closed the doors and then had private kirtans in the house of Srivas Thakur. Outsiders were not allowed. There were very qualified people like that brahmachari who only drank milk and otherwise fasted. He was not allowed. Bhakti is not dependent on renunciation from earthly pleasures. Scholars were not allowed. Only those who were bona fide chanters, that is, who really praised the Lord in kirtan, were allowed in these first kirtans, which also didn't go on during working hours, but they were nocturnal kirtans. Mahaprabhu wanted to create the purity of the kirtan. He wanted it to be powerful, and just like when you want to have let us say, a very good sweet, you have to boil down the milk, and then you get something like your sweet lovers. What is it? Barfi, no? You get barfi. Barfi is a sweet, it is condensed. It's milk which is boiled down and boiled down and boiled down and has the pure essence of milk. So Mahaprabhu wanted really that his movement had strength. Then only after some time he said to people who wanted to find out what is the new thing, you know, the new wave, what is kirtan. He said, you can gather together, five of you can go to the thresholds of your house. Do you understand threshold? It's, you know, the entrance where you... That means these were five, they were skinny Indians, not Indians in the West. they fitted on the threshold of a house. And they would chant this song. Haraye Nama Krishna Yadavaya Namaha, which you have chanted just now. From there, the movement left the thresholds of the houses. First, it was in the closed houses. The doors were blocked, locked, and so on. Then it went to the threshold, a little in between the inside and the outside of the house. Then they took to the streets. It began... Again, there was chanting in the streets of Bengal. Then Mahaprabhu traveled all over India. And we hear of his charismatic influence. As he traveled, he sang one song. Krishna, 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 hey. Krishna, 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 hey. Krishna, 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 Pahimam. Krishna, 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 Pahimam. Krishna, 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 Rakshaman. Krishna, 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 Rakshaman. Krishna, Keshava, Krishna, Keshava, Krishna, Keshava, Pahimam. Krishna, Keshava, Krishna, Keshava, Krishna, Keshava, Rama, Raghava, Rama, Raghava, Rama, Raghava, Rakshaman.
Rama, Raghava,
Rama, Raghava, Rama, Raghava, biographers describe to us what happened. As Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sang this song while he was moving swiftly on the roads, they were mostly mud roads and so on, country roads, the people who were working in the fields heard this beautiful vibration of him chanting the holy name with genuine bhava, genuine love for Krishna. And they flocked together and traveled with him. There were 100,000s followed him and chanting, because as they took to the chanting, they felt something they had never felt before. They felt a direct connection, a loving connection with Krishna. We have in Germany den Rattenfänger von Hameln. It is a pipesman who played the pipe, you know, the Scot, like they do in Scotland. You know, so he knew this. And all the children heard the music they had never heard before. And they left the cities and they went with the Rattenfänger von Hameln So Mahaprabhu, I mean, this is fairy tale. It's a fairy tale, which we learned as children from our grandparents. Never follow the piper. You don't know where he brings you. But always follow Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So a whole movement started. He became so famous, he broke the rule of kings. We hear of Muslim invaders who heard these amazing kirtans with 100,000s before their door. And this king asked his Hindu secretary, his name was Keshava, what is going on there? The prophet has come. Keshava didn't want to talk about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, fearing the intolerance and the aggression of the king. He said, you see, prophet moving through the country, gives good spirit to the people. Don't ignore him. Ignore him? It's not possible. There are millions of peoples with him. They dance and chant. And I think you are wrong. He's not a prophet. See, I have found out from spies that he doesn't pay these people even a rupee. Yet the people know if they are caught making a procession with the names of the Hindu god, they can be thrown into prison and their life can be taken. Still they do it, and they do it without payment. If I don't pay any one of my people for their work, they won't do it. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has not paid anyone, and they do the most dangerous thing. He must be God. I'm absolutely sure. So this is how Mahaprabhu's influence began to take on the masses. He became soon known much more than a miracle man. In India, you find people who go to into a funeral and they can chant or say some incantation and awaken the death and bring them back to life. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did this also. Do you know whom he brought back from the dead? The son of Shrivas Thakur. Yes, you are highly knowledgeable. He would do such things. Amoga also, and so on. He really was a miracle worker. But more than that, my dear devotees, he was permanently changing the people and making them lovers of God. Once Srila Prabhupada, when he came back to India, he gave a lecture. And before the lecture, there were 20,000 people who had come to listen to him. And one of the people who had come to listen to him asked Prabhupada before he started with this lecture, what miracle can you do? He must have had a miracle man in mind, like Satya Sai Baba, who can vomit a Shivalinga and do like this, and produce a wristwatch that is more brilliant than Jayadev's wristwatch. There are miracle workers, Jayatam. No? You have also most. I still have it, yes. Sometimes we share the same wristwatch. Now I have also my wristwatch here. Everything is there. Except time. So he was more than, Prabhupada said, my miracle, are not wristwatch or Shiva lingams. My miracles are these devotees. And he motioned for his devotees to get up and start kirtan. And the kirtan became so jubilant that soon all the 20,000 people started to dance Manisha. This is my miracle. They are Westerners. They were attached to impure habits like drinking and eating everything and anything and so on. But now, see, they're chanting and you feel something, no? So in this way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was recognized very soon as the supreme personality of Godhead, a yuga avatar at least, an avatar of God who had come to bring the kirtan from the spiritual world to the material world and who created a true revolution. I mean, Prabhu, we live in a very free and undisciplined time, so we cannot really appreciate how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu brought the extreme freedom to this world. But at that time, it was really the talk of all of India, that this avatar had freed the people from the chains of conventional religion and their rituals and strictures and restrictions. It was really something wonderful. Others wrote, for instance, about this. They said, caste is not important. And if you write a sacred scripture on the bark of an ordinary tree, doesn't that ordinary tree become sacred scripture itself? You follow? When, in the same way, when an ordinary person takes to spiritual knowledge, chants and dances in ecstasy, he is becoming a saint. Yes. Mm. So he brought the kirtan to the world, the singing of the holy name. Kirtan means actually to glorify. Who is to be glorified in kirtan? Krishna. No. For what is he glorified? For his beauty. For his extraordinary power to manifest the world and to take it back. For his knowledge, for his amazing activities. Do you remember how Krishna once opened the mouth? Mother Yashoda wanted to see if he had really not eaten dirt. And when he opened the mouth, the whole universe and herself was in the mouth. Extraordinary activities. And how should the kirtan be done? Well, the simplest instrumentation is enough. Clapping in the hands, singing with the vocal cords, dancing, and paying at the end obeisances to the Lord who can work all the miracles, to Krishna. No? This is, and Lord Chaitanya said, by these simple activities, getting up, clapping in the hands, singing, and doing that in a humble or respectful form, one would attract God, who would come in the hearts of everyone. That was a new religion. No complicated rituals, no complicated sacrifices were necessary, no money transaction between the ordinary person and the priest. You would attract directly the Lord by singing and dancing. How should this be done? And what should be the mindset? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very clear about it. He said, a pride and arrogant person cannot attract the Lord. He must have four qualities and must strive with his life to develop these qualities. He should be humble, he should be tolerant, he should be giving respect to others, and he should not be hungry to get respect. In such a way, in such a humble way, one can always partake in the wonder of attracting Krishna through kirtan. And soon, his devotees spread all over India, and then all over the world, and then we have Amsterdam, 2023, or what is it, 26, 6, or 5. I don't think in numbers. I think in feelings. Yeah, it's much more entertaining. The followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu make these events, and people begin to understand that thing that which they are most afraid when they turn to any spirituality is not there. Do you know what people are most afraid of? That they find a dogma, only this is true, other things are not true, and a sectarian outlook. We are the best, no one else is good. This sectarian outlook, people are deadly afraid, and I think most of you are also afraid of that. So Mahaprabhu's church, if you want to call it like this, or temple, is a universal temple that invites people of all religions, all convictions in. And the simple request is chant the names of the Lord and worship him. What is it? Bhaja Krishna, worship Krishna. Bhaja Krishna Koro Krishna. Na 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 shika. That is Bhaja Krishna, worship Krishna, sing his name, and Koro Krishna Sika Shiksha. Follow the instructions like in books like Bhagavad Gita. No? And in this way, the chanting of the holy name can be very successful. It should be done everywhere, not necessarily on one place, at home, any time, even when you are driving on a bus. We had this once. We gave a concert in Warsaw, the next morning there was a newspaper article. It described that people had been found in a tram. You know what is a tram? And they had been to a concert of Gauranga Bhajan band. That's us. And they had continued to sing in the tram wagon. And they then run back and forth in the tram. So if all the people run to the right side and then to the left side, the good tram is going to doom, 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 doom. And so two or three of these trams who transported people from the concert hall into the town, they had fallen from the tracks and were lying on the left side or right side, I don't know. This was in the newspaper. I thought it was a great success. Not what happened to the trams, but what happened to the people that they became so inspired. No? Yes, we are here now. And as we heard yesterday, in the simple sacrifice of chanting the holy name, every one of us can and should become a priest. No? Priest is not someone who is professionally doing it. Priest is someone whose heart is open to singing the holy names of the Lord. What do you think? This is what I wanted to talk about. I have a little time now to see if you have questions on Lord Chaitanya's kirtan. Yes, I see one person. Your good name was Peter, isn't it? Oh, that's much better. Yeah. Yadu Sampati.
My question is, you mentioned, you gave this example of Sri Prabhupada when he was asked a question about the miracles. He said, his disciples are the miracles. And he said, the devotees started kirtan, and then all 20,000 people, but I missed them.
They had come to a public program, a pandal program. I think it was in Mumbai, as far as I remember, at the beach, and a huge pandal tent. It doesn't have sides, but it is just a roof against the hot sun. They had come. They were sitting there, watching what would happen on the stage. They had come to Prabhupada to listen to his lecture, and he had then been asked, what is your miracle? And he said, these people are my miracles, my disciples who are now chanting Hare Krishna and whose heart has been transformed. Just someone from the crowd, yes. What is your miracle? Because you must know, Yada Sampatati. Yada sounds like Yoda. Yes. Aha. Oh, yeah. A lot of them. That's good for Netherlands. Good for Netherlands, I'm saying. Yeah. No. At that time, we had these huge, even now in India, you have these huge programs where really many, many thousands of people attend, and they asked questions, you know. Sometimes they are, people who are very curious, and they will ask the question as it comes to them. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so what I take from there is something very, very inspiring. In the second canto of the Bhagavatam, there is a verse about the transformation of the heart. And Prabhupada gives his purport on this verse and says, this transformation of the heart is the main goal of spiritual life. In our scriptures, this transformation of the heart is compared with the alchemical process that turns ordinary metal, like brass, for instance, into pure gold. There are certain processes which can be done. Prabhupada once said, there are yogis who can do this. They drink quicksilver. What is quicksilver? Mercury. Don't try this. An ordinary person dies, but a yogi can do this, and then he builds urine, and if he then urinates with that mercury-informed liquid, which comes from his body, on brass, it turns alchemically into gold. Prabhupada said that's how Gandhi financed a lot of his political activities with such gold. These are all these inside little knowledge. This is not spiritual knowledge. You don't have to make a note on this. Nor is it possible for any one of us to do that. A little doses of mercury is fatal. It can kill a person. So, but yes, there are alchemical processes which can turn ordinary brass into gold. There are also spiritual processes which can turn an ordinary person, although he may not have a golden heart, into an advanced brahmana or advanced spiritualist. That can happen. These processes which transform an ordinary person are five in number. Would you like to know them? First is Urdhvapundra. It's a spiritual path that leads from this world into the eternal world. It's a spiritual path, means a practice that must be learned from a spiritually advanced soul. Then it's tapa. Tapa means Urdhvapundra is the path that leads upwards, and it is documented which path this is by the tilak. For instance, I have this tilak. It means I have accepted the Gaudiya path, which leads ultimately to the worship of the gopis of Krishna. It's a little esoteric path. Nimai has Radha Kuntilak. This would mean, if I know you will become a Manjari. that is what the fall. There are other tilaks like this, Shiva Bhaktas. So you follow a particular spiritual path. Then the next is you follow certain restrictions. In our tradition is we don't eat meat and do not take alcohol or any other stimulants and all this, you know, four rules and regulations. Then you get a name. This is a holy name which you chant, and it is also the giving of a name at the time of initiation. Then you get a mantra. This refers to the Gayatri mantras. And finally, you do yajna or something in worship of Krishna, like deity worship. These are the five processes that lead to a transformation of the heart, if they are properly done. Yesterday I had a wonderful enlivening discussion with Taran Chaitanya, and we talked about what it could mean to do these things properly, but we have not finished the discussion because I was tired and brain dead. So transformation of the heart, that is the whole goal of what we are doing. And you should see if it works for you, if the heart is transforming into a servant of God, and if not, then inquire, is there something I'm overlooking? And so, yes. Thank you. Yes. There are two. I saw Ram Hari and the most the wonderful singer Chandra Loka or Chitraleka. Wow, Chitraleka. Good. Let ladies go first. No, lady. Yeah, Chitraleka.
Yeah. So we discussed how Lord Chaitanya made this love of God so universally available for everyone, and I noticed when we go out to preach, that people really like this point when we share that. But then when they come to the temple and to the programs, they learn that the path is still quite specific. It's very much focused on Krishna. We have particular clothes, particular habits, and that is also a turnoff for them. So I thought, how can we bridge that gap?
Yeah, by maturity. by maturity, mature realizations. See, there are, when a devotee starts his spiritual life, he tends to be a Kanishta Adhikari, they are called. My way is the only way, and they are very intolerant usually, fanatical, and so on. It's, by the way, in all religions, all spiritual paths. This is how the newcomer is just trying to learn it. He tries to correct his own life, and therefore he is a little insistent, a little insecure, and he cannot see the commonalities. Then comes the Madhyam Adhikari, another level where a devotee matures and he sees the same God is worshipped in other traditions. Bhaktivinoda Thakur wrote a song about it. He said, here my God, my Lord is worshipped by kneeling down. Somewhere else he is worshipped in meditation, in the lotus position. Somewhere else he is worshipped by singing and dancing. But I see it's the same Lord who is only worshipped in different ways. But you made a slightly different point. You said when they come in a temple, they see a certain, you call that liturgy in German, a way of worship. I think we can say that we do this worship in this way. We have learned it in this way. Like in the Russian Orthodox Church, they do it in another way. The Catholic people do it in one way, and the Muslims do it in one way. But it's the same Lord. I sometimes make a joke about organized religions. There is one river. It has very nice drinking water. Now, after some time, organized religions come and they make their own booth. They take the drinking water and the plastic bottle and they write on the plastic bottle, Hindu water. Then next is another booth. They take the same water and they write on the water, Christian bottle, Christian religion, and so on and so forth. It's the same essence, but there are certain ways in which it's worshipped, and we have learned it in this way, we have taken initiation in this way, but we recognize the spirituality or we recognize God in other traditions. There is even an injunction that no one on the spiritual path should deride another's religion. There is a statement that this is absolutely a no-go. No? I think it is natural. If I go to the Sufis, I expect a good Sufi dance. You know, I don't expect exactly a kirtan. No? It's they do it like this, and there is so much joy in speaking with genuine spiritual people about their tradition. You know that they are really, it's so much mutual joy. We do it like this, but our idea is to do this. And what's your path? Tell me, what do you do? What's your idea behind it? And it's often very similar. It's a little bit somewhat like jeans. Another wants to wear dhoti and or this nice blue. Blue trousers, what is it, Adidas or so? No. It's only external. Ram Hari.
I have a question for you. It's a short one. Yesterday you told us an analogy between yajna and chanting and singing the, between the fire yajna
and the
chanting. And so you said that here is a
sacrificial pit, yes.
Tongue is the ladle.
Yes.
Person is a priest and ghee is harinam. But what is the fire?
What is the fire? The fire is called the Sankirtan Yajna, the singing together. That is compared to be a fire. Sri Krishna Sankirtan. No, that's a fire. Krishna. So, who? Anadi Radha. Yes, Hare Krishna, Anadi Radha.
This morning you mentioned about humility. You said humility is good, but don't fall into self-hatred. So I would like to ask you about how should we approach the topic of humility at all in order to not cross that subtle border.
Yeah.
Very easy. So
how to
put that line?
Yeah, how to put the line? Yeah. The main problem of the Westerner is self-absorption, dass man so mit sich selbst beschäftigt ist. If a Westerner hears about humility, then he thinks, oh, it means, oh, I'm not worth anything, I'm wretched. But humility expresses really there's Krishna, he's so wonderful, he's so great. It's Krishna center. And in comparison, I'm small. Like when I see myself before the huge Himalayan mountains, I may be on a mountain trip, no? And I see myself before these huge, huge, huge towering mountains. I will feel myself small, but I will not feel that, oh, I'm not worth anything. I just feel the mountains are so big. So in Krishna, conscious humility, you feel Krishna is so wonderful. Krishna is so big. You are not self-centered or self-absorbed, but Krishna-absorbed. that saves you from this wrong route, this self-hatred or self-deprecation and so on. Yeah. Yeah, I found out, Anadi Radha, if we think about our mistakes, we really go into a spiral of negative emotions that leads downwards in our mood. It's unhealthy, actually. It can be very disruptive on your spiritual path to think about your own mistakes and so on. I think you can see like this. Oh, yes, I'm a small person. Yes, I make mistakes. But Krishna is so wonderful. And Krishna's mercy is certainly bigger than my capacity to make mistakes. So in this way, you save yourself from the downward leading spiral of negative emotions. Yeah. Yes, Luisa, yes.
You spoke before about the heart and how spirit and physical heart, but also Krishna is there. So can you speak a little bit more about that
thing? Yeah, there are three hearts, Luisa. One is the pump. It can pump 7,500 liters of blood in one day. Wow. Then there is the emotional heart, where we are feelings like love, fear, appreciation, enthusiasm. It's the emotional heart. And then there's the spiritual space. which is the residence of the soul and the Lord in the heart, who accompanies every soul and who is the object of meditation for the yogis, the Paramatma, the super soul they want to see. So, yes, this spiritual place is a place. There is no blood there. And only in the physical heart is blood. In the emotional heart is also no blood. There are emotions. So in that spiritual place, there is, let me say, the Lord has given there what we can call the spirit. That is a feeling of, I want to surrender to the Lord. I want to come close to Him. I want to experience my connection with Him. These are the spiritual feelings which the human being can have. It's also, when I look back in the past, I can see that there are many lessons for me, and I can recognize them as instructions to move forward. So these are all, we could call it the spirit or spiritual things which has been given to that spiritual heart or into that spiritual heart by the Lord. I want to tell you a very fantastic story. Oh no, it's no time. It takes 10 minutes to finish the story. So let me just say that is, the spiritual heart, you could say, is an endowment, a gift of God that is not given to the animals. They don't really meditate and long to meet God. They follow also good things, instincts, and they are connected with nature. But the particular drive, spiritual drive for spiritual practice, is given to us human beings, and we should see this spiritual gift and cultivate it. And if you cultivate it, it can really develop the most highest and most wonderful capabilities. My situation is now like this. Airplanes don't wait for Gaur Krishna and me. That is a problem. They have not recognized Gaur Krishna's greatness. So with your permission, we will make our way.